morning. Court radio is now in session. Call 215-227-2727. When you've got legal questions, we've got the answers. This is Court Radio. And now here's your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning and welcome back. I'm Dean Weitzman, your host of Court Radio, every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on 100.3 WRMB.
And Classics 107.9.
That's who we be.
There we go. The crew is in the house. We got Manny Manuel.
Hey.
Tactics.
In the building.
And Sarah O.
Good morning.
Okay, folks, we're all here. We're live. We're in person. We're ready to answer your questions. If you've got a legal issue, one of us has the answer. Simply give us a call at 215-227-2727, the number for all things legal in Philly.
Red October's in full effect, Dean. First game Monday, 8:07 at the bank, baby.
You know, I thought just degenerates bet on baseball, but I am in like Flint.
Are you all in?
I have made some money on the Phils this year.
You got a big old Red October smile on your face, man.
Wow.
You going to spend some money on some tickets?
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe. Listen, if I can get them, I'm getting them.
Sure.
And I'm generous. I do not just get for myself. I would get for the whole crew.
Can the firm go?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all heard that. The firm.
But let me say this. Dean Weitzman is not sitting up in the nosebleeds. So if I have to be able to get, I got to get us seats. So,
wait. That means you won't sit in the nosebleed. but we'll have
you've
to phone
on,
you.
You've been on the show too long.
We have to call Dean to get his opinion on the play.
Yeah, us we got to get some napkins.
Right.
Yeah, we don't get towels. We get red napkins.
The mere mortals are up in the red napkins. I actually have a red wristband, okay?
Oh, God. What do you think, though, man? You feel?
I think we're on to the World Series.
They have that something going for them.
The bats are hot, and that's so much is about baseball is what's happening at that moment. If you can get hot at the right moment, the fact that you have how many wins and losses you have throughout the year
didn't matter.
They beat the team with the best home run percentage, the best hitters, the best pitching.
Who gets cold at the wrong moment?
The whole MLB, everyone that had the best record
is gone. Gone.
Is that Rob Thomas? Is that the manager? Is that the managers of these teams?
I just think
and experience. I don't know. Maybe it's experience. I mean, you really dig down deep at the right moment. I don't know.
But
I almost don't want to see if we go to the World Series. I don't really want to see the Astros again.
I agree. Yeah.
No. Who do you want to see? Really?
Well, I mean, Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
And it's a Texas thing for the AL. I'm like.
Well, I would love to beat Texas. If we beat Florida, you know how I feel about Florida. Arizona, just as bad. I'd love to beat Texas,
too. Yeah, well, my kid's down in Dallas now, so I'm going to have to, one way or the other, I'm going to have to get down there.
Yeah.
What does that mean for you, though?
Because Jared don't play that way. He was up in Brooklyn. He was wearing his Phillies gear. So
right. Gotta represent.
Jared's getting his Phillies gear on for sure.
Find a sports bar, a Philly sports bar in Texas, something.
Down. Yeah.
I'm sure there is one.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's a Philly sports bar everywhere.
Damn right. That's how we roll.
Cheese steaks and beer. Cheese steaks and beer. 215-227-2727. I want to tell you that next Sunday, the 22nd of October, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., I will be at the Hilton on City Line Avenue.
Where?
The Hilton.
On City what?
City Avenue.
My man.
Come on.
You Jersey folks know.
And we have guest speakers, Egypt Sherrod from HGTV, Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. Hip-hop legend Roxanne Shanté.
Yes. Yeah,
and, of course, Dean Weitzman.
What was this single again?
There's going to be...
Well, let's talk about... And also
Settlement. I think it was called Settlement.
That's right. And a special performance by Rob Bass.
That's right.
It Takes Two.
Oh.
To make a thing go right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I will be leading a panel speaking out about sexual harassment in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. 11 o'clock sharp, y'all.
Yeah, Rep. Darisha Parker will be on my panel.
Yes.
Renee Chenault Fattah, attorney Stephanie Mensing, and special guest stars Maya and Kayla Johnston.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
That's going to be a good
panel,
man.
It's
going to
be a good one.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait, ladies. It's going to be your day, ladies. Sisterhood of Celebration, October 22nd.
And Manny Manuel will be there. Eric will be there. Tactics.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we are all, the whole firm will be there to answer your questions. And, folks, listen carefully. I have two sets of two tickets to offer for free today.
Dean just threw a curveball. We didn't know he was going to do that.
We're going to do two?
We're going to do two sets.
Two sets. Yes.
So if it takes
If you call today to ask a question.
Any question?
No, if it's a good question.
Yeah, that'd be a good question.
It's got to be a good question. You can ask a question about me, about tactics, about Manuel. You could ask about our childhood, what troubles we got into, whatever.
Nobody,
I don't know.
If it's
a good question, you're getting two free tickets to next week's show.
And we have two sets.
Two sets.
Two sets.
And who knows? I might go crazy and say three.
Dean's going crazy.
215-227-2727. Sarah is on the phones, and she's taking your calls, and we're getting ready.
I have a question.
You do.
I used to drive back and forth from Harrisburg. I remember I was warned because I was working in Harrisburg and driving back and forth. Don't drive behind 18-wheelers for a number of reasons. One, bad weather. They churn up more snow and rain, so it makes it look worse than it is, so get around them. But the other reason is because they have retread tires.
Yeah.
And they don't see, folks, these trucks don't get brand new tires. They get the treads off of other tires and just put them on their tires. And they just pop off at any given time. So what I want to know is when that happens arbitrarily, and it does, we see them like roadkill all over the highways and the turnpike. If it hits your car, causes an accident, windshield, whatever, are the truckers liable? Have there been lawsuits about this? Have you gotten any cases about that?
All right. So here's the deal. You know, you said arbitrarily. I don't like that word.
Okay.
Nothing is arbitrary. Everything happens for a reason.
All right.
You ever go by a truck and you hear pop, 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 pop. That's that retread getting ready to break free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Run.
It's loosening. It's loosening up. And so when you have a claim against a third party, it's always based on whether the third party was negligent. Did they do something or fail to do something that they should have done to be safer drivers on the road? And so if I'm a trucker and I'm hearing pa 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 pa, you know that tread's about ready to go. You got to pull your truck over. You got to find out which tire is making that sound.
Mm-hmm.
You got to inspect it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time a trucker goes out on the road, they've got to inspect their truck from front to back. And if they see indications that there's about to be a retread which blows out, then they've got to take care of it. And if they don't, and your innocent victim is behind them, and that tire comes through the windshield and you get some serious injuries, you better believe my Philly lawyer is going to look into that claim.
Now, here's the problem.
What's that?
So it's pouring down rain, right? And the retread tire hits your car, but the trucker keeps going.
All the time. They don't know half the time.
Yeah. You got to identify the truck.
You just been smacked in the windshield.
Listen.
You need to call.
You can't sue nobody.
Safe Light.
You can't sue nobody. Now.
Yeah.
Question. Can you bring an uninsured motorist claim on behalf of yourself because of the negligence of a phantom vehicle? Yes, we know that. If you're struck by a vehicle, folks, and that vehicle hits you and takes off, and you stop, you call the police, you let them know that another vehicle was what caused this accident, and the property damage lines up and it's supported by your story, then absolutely we can bring an uninsured motorist claim. Now, the question is, can we establish negligence by the truck driver without the truck, without the wheel, without seeing, without finding out the story, the backstory, the answer is maybe, maybe not. Mm. I'm not sure in that circumstance.
I mean, you'll have the actual
broken retread
you'll have tire.
That. And that may, you know, with an expert witness, that may lead us to a
trail, so to speak. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I have represented somebody who was struck by a trash can that was on the back of a truck that was improperly secured. The trash can, you know, it was a flatbed open truck.
Sure, yeah.
They had a whole bunch of trash cans in there. One broke loose, and the truck kept on going.
That's right.
And I was successful in establishing uninsured motorist against the errant truck driver, the phantom truck driver in that case. Yeah. So the answer is, you know, when you have me by your side, I'm going to keep on looking and I'm going to explore everything. And if there is a third party that was negligent and you have uninsured motorists, that's the big and you have.
There
I mean,
go.
Because
mm.
so many people, they waive that stuff. They say, not mandatory. I don't need it. But you need it. You really need it. Yeah, because half the world doesn't have insurance or they don't have enough insurance. If you don't have uninsured or underinsured motorists, you're flying by the seat of your pants. If somebody causes harm to you, somebody causes harm to you and you don't have that coverage, then there's nowhere for us to go.
So get covered first and foremost before you come see you.
Uninsured, uninsured.
Always have that coverage, period.
Period.
Yeah, I know Eric does. You have it.
I'm a witness.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know I'm about to say this, but let me just say this. There are a lot of attorneys on the airwaves, all right? There really are. But the truth of the matter is you really are the only cat from Philly.
I am. Yeah.
That's just real.
Yeah.
You are the only guy born, raised here, everything. That's real. The only one.
Absolutely. The Oxford Circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't born with the spoon in his mouth.
Hell no.
He created and molded the spoon.
Listen, dude, I remember the screen door fell off and we didn't have a screen door.
Yeah,
okay. We had to call Uncle Yussie, who was the rich one in the family, to borrow the $175 for a screen door.
There you go.
There you go.
And you know, Northeast High School, Temple, undergrad, Temple Law School.
By the way.
Yes, sir.
Joanna Epps. There needs to be a building named after her.
There will be.
Good.
Yeah, she was
on that campus.
She was a professor of law while I was at the law school.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have her as my professor, but you know, we she was friends with my sister who also worked at the law school, and so I got to know her, and she was a dynamite, sweet lady, and a great professor. All the students always loved her, and you know, her loss is immeasurable to the university. And there was no warning so quick. It was just a horrific loss.
One of the few people you can honestly say the world was a better place because she was in it.
Absolutely.
That's real.
And she always, you know, she didn't need to. She came back to help the university through their troubles and tribulations time and time again because she believed in what Temple stands for, you know, diamonds in your backyard.
That's
Russell
what,
Conwell.
Yeah. Acres of diamonds.
Yes.
Acres of diamonds. That's why the Diamond Club. I'm a Temple A. I'm a Temple guy. Hashtag TUMF. Believe
it. Listen, I was sitting in McGonagall Hall, you know, watching Mark Macon.
Hey.
You know.
Weren't we?
Bro, I was there.
Coach Chaney?
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, I was there. 215-227-2727. That's the number for all things legal in Philly. Let's talk to line one, Eric. Bill. Oh, Bill.
Morning, Bill.
Yes, good morning, John. I hope everything is well with you.
It is, now that you're on the phone. How are you, sir?
I'm not too good right now.
What's going on?
Make a long story short.
Mm-hmm.
Homeowners insurance. Been with Allstate for over 20 years, 25 years. Had a property over in Jersey. I sold. They sent me the renewal bill. We paid the renewal bill. A couple of weeks after that, I called the agent, told her to stop the insurance because I sold the house. She kept calling me up, asking me for my settlement papers. For what? I don't know. Now they have me in collections. They made my credit rating drop 100 points. For what? For 100 and $25, something like that. But I did call them to tell them. I called the agent and told her to stop the insurance. So I'm not sure what's going on with them.
Okay, well, here's the deal. The insurance company insures you. They also insure whoever you had, if you had a mortgage on the property, whoever the mortgage company is. Mm-hmm. And so they're just being safe and making sure exactly when the property was sold, and they need to see that the mortgage was satisfied. I think we can fix this. I think that it's a simple fix. You send them the HUD one form, the settlement statement showing that the property was sold and that all of the liens were satisfied or the loans were satisfied, and they stop the collection action. You also, at this point, probably would be well advised to send the credit and credit bureaus, a statement saying that this property was sold and you instructed the mortgage company to terminate your mortgage insurance. They failed to do so and improperly put you into collections. Your credit score will bump back up that 100 points in no time. And so that's why they asked for it, because you're not the only insured on there, more likely than not. And the mortgage company is an additional insured, and they need to see the settlement papers in order to finalize the insurance.
Okay. There was no mortgage on the property, though, but I'll follow your instructions.
Yeah. Send them a copy of the HUD-1 form. It's no big deal. And then tell them to backdate your cancellation to the date of your settlement. And then send that whole package over to the three credit bureaus, and you'll be good as new.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great day. All right, let's talk to Iris on line two from Delaware.
Iris, that hurt me.
Yeah, oh,
sorry.
I have, but was my question, by the way, a good question?
It was a good question.
Does that mean I went too sick?
No. Don't you know the small print on all giveaways?
If you're a member,
if you're a member of the firm.
Imagine me forgetting to read that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, definitely not. 215-227-2727. Next Sunday, Celebration of Sisterhood, October 22nd from 11 to 4. We're doing the show live, and it's a great topic. Sexual harassment in the workplace.
Yeah.
Has it happened to you? And were you compensated for it? What do you need to do to put yourself in a position where your claim can be heard and you can be compensated for having gone through that? What is it you need to do? We're going to give you the ABCs of sexual harassment in the workplace next Sunday at the Hilton on City Avenue.
11 o'clock sharp, y'all. 11 o'clock sharp.
And if you need tickets, I got sets of tickets to give you today. All you got to do is call with a decent question.
That's right. You get a ticket. You get a ticket.
You get a ticket.
It was better when they were giving cars away.
Always.
Maybe one day Court Radio will be giving cars away.
Ooh, boy. Can we start with the orange and black?
Remember the small print.
Really small print. Yeah. And you'll probably get a really small car, a Hot Wheel. Mm. He's giving away Hot Wheels. You get a car.
Like the car they drive up in when they say they can fix your dent, right? Yeah, one of those little cars.
It never happened to me.
I don't think anyone would approach you to fix a ding.
I don't have dents or dings.
Dings. None? Not one?
No.
No.
Well, actually.
You know where every mark on those cars are.
I do have one on the G-Wagon, but I would have to show it to you for you to see it.
Could the average person find it?
No.
No way.
Never.
If somebody could find it, could you give away? No, I'm kidding.
No. 215-227-2727. Let's talk to George.
Morning, George.
George. Morning, George.
Good morning, Dean. How are you?
Good.
Dean, you know what I like about you
is that before you, I mean, before all these jacklegs, you know, these Pathmark and Toys R Us and Kitty City lawyers became, I like it. I like
you,
it.
I didn't know where he was going with that.
All you giraffe lawyers.
See, but you got to understand is that you hear all these lawyers on the radio now, they're not lawyers. They like the people who sell houses, you know, these brokers and all.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what they are. Oh, we buy houses. They don't buy nothing. They go try to put you into a contract so they can sell your house and make a fortune. You know, that's the way these lawyers are. I was, like, really shocked. Like, what? He's not a lawyer. No, he ain't no lawyer. He just go around and get cases. And yeah. I didn't know people could advertise like that.
Yeah.
Is that, wow. you know, and, yeah, they be big names and all this. You say, dang, boy, wow, really?
George.
And they ain't a lawyer.
I couldn't agree with you more. People need to be careful. These are important decisions. When you're, you know, you got your life on the line, your wealth on the line, what have you. You got to make sure that the guy or gal who's representing you has your best interest and that they're real, that they've tried and true. They're tested. They've been through the fires. Mm-hmm. Not somebody who, you know, has no idea what to do or what to advise and is simply going to pass you on to somebody on a wheel.
Right. Word is empathetic.
Yeah, that's true, too.
There you go.
Yeah. There's no empathy there. They just want the cash.
There you go.
It matters. Where you're from matters. Who you know matters. And it's not just who you know. It's how you know them. Dean's got relationships in Philadelphia that no one else has because of
that. That's true that.
Decades old. And, you know, some of these judges sitting up on the Court of Common Pleas were my employees.
Hey.
Okay? I mean, come on. You don't think that matters?
Authenticity and empathy matter.
You know, they know I wouldn't put forth a bad claim. You know, you have some credibility out of the gate.
And that matters in this game. Yep. Credibility, yep. Big time.
Yeah. Let's bring George.
Hello?
Yes, we're back, George. Yeah, you're here, brother. Come on.
We wouldn't bang on you, George.
Boy.
We just got to get our point across. You know what I mean? We got to get our point across,
really
bro.
Y'all really do. I only got two more things to ask y'all, then you can get your point across real good.
Go
y'all
ahead.
Real good at this here. And, you know, the second thing is, Dean, how is it that, you know, at the airport, a cop gets shot? Now, you know, every law enforcement agency in this state cameras at that. You go on 95, you know, they got the best technology on there that they can. All they got to do is know the car, and that computer picks up everything, where it's at, where it got off.
That's funny you should say that, because my wife got a ticket this week. And a state trooper on the turnpike was behind her. She did nothing wrong. He pulls her over. And, you know, Mia's Chinese. She doesn't know. And she doesn't ask, like, you know, why did you pull me over in the first place? He pulls her over and gives her a ticket because the car she was driving, it was not her car. She was driving somebody else's car. The registration had expired on the car, was not renewed. She said, why did he pull me over? I said, because his car picked up your tag and automatically sent a warning to him that that car was not currently registered. Wow. Nothing else you did wrong, but it just went bop, 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 bop.
Damn AI.
Just because of AI.
AI.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
Pretty soon AI will just shut down your car, period.
So I had to get her friend's car registered, had to show her friend how to register her car, get it registered.
Do it online. Yeah,
yeah, we did it online, and now I'm going to have to take her into court and explain to the judge. But, you know, as a driver of somebody else's car, technically, I guess you're supposed to open the glove box and make sure the car is currently registered. But come on, who does that? I think the judge will understand. What do you think? You think I win that case?
George, what do you think?
Yes, you'll win it. But the thing is, Dean, is that, you know, it's amazing how when they want you, they catch you.
Yeah.
You know, they get you instantly. And all this here that happened in those days, that watch the United States, watch the U.S. Marshals, as usual, they're the ones who just bring them on in, right? You would think the Philadelphia Police Department, you know, with little Rizzo there, you would think that he want to be commissioner so bad that he would put his top intelligent people on that. It's not like Philadelphia police don't have the technology and stuff to do the job. They just too lazy to do the job. Now, one of theirs got done, and everybody, all bets would say, would be this should have been resolved in like a day, like the day would be the last day. because of all the technology they have. It's no way humanly possible they know those kids from the from Children's Hospital, from the airport. They got all this stuff. They bring a car back that hasn't been completely burned up, so you know they got all kinds of stuff they're going to get.
I have no doubt they're going to catch them. I don't know what stage it's in, and they're not going to say to us, and they probably shouldn't. But they know all of the people that kid that died hangs out with, who all his friends are, and they will catch them. I just think I saw a bat.
I saw something. Yeah, you saw that too?
Yeah.
What was it?
I think it was a bird.
It was Halloween. I think it was a bat.
It was big.
I get your point, George, and I agree with you. They have the technology, the wherewithal, and sadly an officer was lost in Philly this week. And, just a horrible story. The 50-year-old and a 60-year-old are patrolling the airport, right. Which is, relatively safe in comparison.
It is the sweet gig with the police department.
Yeah.
It really is.
And to have lost your life, it's just...
Because we need more heroes.
And
we need more heroes.
Yes, we do. And my heart goes out to the family of the slain officer, and... and I'm sure that the Philadelphia police will bring those people to justice. George, thanks for giving us a call, my friend. Have a great Saturday, and we'll talk to you soon. And maybe I'll see you next Sunday.
Yeah, up at the Hilton, man.
I would love to see George at the Hilton.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. 215-227-2727. We're giving sets of tickets away to the Hilton next Sunday. For the Sisterhood event, and I'm doing a workshop on sexual harassment in the workplace. So if that all sounds good to you, give us a call right now. Ask your question. We'll give you the tickets. We'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
When we say winning matters most, we mean it. My Philly Lawyer just helped secure an $80 million victory for a client suffering from a defective medical product. Whether it's a motor vehicle, workplace, or medical malpractice injury, My Philly Lawyer gets results.
If you've been injured and want aggressive, thoughtful, thorough representation, call My Philly Lawyer first.
Philly's legal champions. 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer. When winning matters most.
I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Boom. Oh, sound effect.
All right, we're back. I'm Dean Weitzman. This is Court Radio, the place you come every Saturday morning for some legal entertainment and education.
And the rest of us are the firm, which rhymes with perm, which makes me wonder, Dean.
Oh, my God.
How about that segue?
Bada bing, bada boom.
What's going on with the hair relaxer case?
Hair relaxer case has tightened up.
Has it?
Yes.
Like Archie Bell in the dress. Like Archie Bell in the dress. Okay.
I can throw them just as good as I can catch them. Okay, so with all funniness aside, hair relaxers originally were primarily folks who had fibroid tumors, which led to hysterectomies.
Right.
The medicine, unfortunately, is not able to clearly show causation between the hair relaxer chemicals and those injuries or disease processes. What it can do is show a clear and unadulterated connection between endometrial cancer, uterine cancer, and those chemicals.
That's fact.
That's fact. Right. And we'll go to the bank on that.
All right.
And so if you have endometrial or have had endometrial cancer or uterine cancer or cervical cancer, gynecological cancers are tied closely to the use of hair relaxer. And the companies did not warn the end users of those consequences. And so we are bringing those claims. If you or you know someone who fits that bill, you need to call me. 215-227-2727. Hard stop. Unfortunately, those who were signed up on the fibroid tumors, we're still working on them. We're not taking new cases. We're still trying to prove that connection, and we have not closed those files, but we're not taking any more. We are.
All right.
And if we're able, if the doctors and the studies are able to make that connection, then those cases will go forward and we'll open the door back up to those claims. But right now, what we're taking are those cases that involve cancer. If you or someone you know, a family member, has suffered with one of those cancers, one of the gynecological cancers, you need to call us now. 215-227-2727. You will be signed up. Your case is good. All right? Does that answer you?
That answers my question. Tactic?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I've gotten a lot of calls recently about full tort and limited tort. I don't want to swing us, you know, too far to the south here, but folks, if if you're wondering what does limited tort mean, it means, and that is a term of art that is associated with auto insurance, right? When you buy an auto policy, you have to make a decision in Pennsylvania on tort selection. You have to tick the box. I want full tort or I want limited tort. And if you're just looking at what you're going to save, and if the agent is talking up your savings at the expense of everything else, you've got the wrong agent, all right? Bottom line, because your agent should try to be convincing you, in my opinion, to take full tort. It will cost you about 15% more to have a full tort policy. If you've got a $2,000 auto policy, it's going to cost you a few hundred bucks a year more, less than a dollar a day to have full tort. But why do you have full tort? That you have full tort because no matter what happens in any auto accident, you're good. You can make a claim for your bodily injuries. If you've got limited tort, you give a free pass to the schmo who caused your injuries. The guy who caused your injuries gets a free pass if you've got a limited tort policy because you can't collect from his policy. That's right. You can't collect from the at-fault driver's policy unless your injuries are permanent. A permanent loss of bodily function, disfigurement, death, serious injuries. If you got an injury that puts you out of work for a few weeks, if you're you get up every day in pain for the next 9 months, but ultimately you heal from those injuries, you're getting nothing from all that time you've been suffering. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. Zip. And that's what you've given to save less than a dollar a day. Don't be a fool. Take full tort.
Hey, listen, hanging out with you guys is the reason I got it. I was trying to save a couple of bucks by getting limited tort. Never again.
Listen.
I was like that. Manuel,
if you have one accident in 10 years, one, and you're able to pursue your claim because of that, you will make up all that difference and more.
I agree. I was stubborn. I'm not going to lie. I was stubborn, but you're right. And sometimes I go, but you got to pay it. And
yes.
I don't mind doing it.
Yeah. 215-227-2727. If you've got a legal issue, we've got the answer. Saturday mornings right here on Court Radio, we dish out legal advice. And we're having a party next Sunday. And if you want tickets, give us a call with your question, like Kimberly on line one. Hi, Kim from West Philly. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. What's your question?
Okay, so I'm having people harass me via text and calling. When I say harassment, like they stalking my phone, all kinds of stuff. They get my text messages. I don't know how this is going on. I went to the cops more than once, made police reports, even though I think they're pretty much obsolete. And I don't know what else to do. I went to the district attorney office. You got to pay just to get protection. Taxes paid for that. So I don't know what else to do. I'm at my wits' end. I get texts every day, and so is my mother.
You know what?
Got my mother's phone number.
You know what? I found that works really well. I don't know if it's just the iPhone or what, but I don't think so. When you get a text message from a company, if you respond to that text message with the word stop, it blocks that company from ever texting you again. S-T-O-P to a text message, and they're done. And if it's an individual, you can block the call, you can block the line. And, you know, it takes some work to do that each time. And, of course, if they're calling on a new number that's not blocked, you have to block that number. But you will eventually reduce the amount of harassing text messages you get by either responding stop to a company or blocking a private caller. And that would be my advice. But you use the word harassment. Do you have next Sunday free? Would you like two tickets for the Sisterhood event and really dig into harassment?
Yeah, because it's not a company. It's actually a person that changes her number every 2 seconds.
Yeah, well, every 2 seconds. I don't
know. Years now.
I don't know if you can change your number every 2 seconds, but yeah. I get it.
They had this text app or something they've been doing. I don't know. They have all this. I'm like, what is going on? I'm not tech savvy. I'm like, what? They change their number every 2 seconds. I block a number, they call back again. I block that number, they text back again. I'm like, oh my God.
Maybe. All right, I'm going with the nuclear.
What they call it? They call it spoofing.
I'm going to give her the nuclear answer.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, when they change the number and everything.
Yeah,
and they call from a number that they're really not.
I'm not that important. People don't spoof me, but obviously Kim is that important, and I'm going to give her the nuclear answer. Change your number.
Mm. Yep.
Change your number. Get a new number. Give it out carefully give it out only to those you love and respect, and you will not get any more texting, harassing calls because nobody will have your number. Kim, thanks for calling Court Radio. Have a great Saturday.
She's got to hold on to get her information, right?
Hold on.
Or if she just shows up and drops your name?
No. Hold on. Put on hold.
Hold on. All right, Kim's held.
Dean, did you ever watch a show called Person of Interest?
No.
How about any of you guys? Then never mind. I'm not a good one to use. That camera just scares me.
Where did this come from?
You watch Person of Interest, you'd understand. Never mind. Sorry about the reference.
Okay. 215-227-2727. Line 2, Diane, South Philly.
Morning, Diane.
Good morning, Dean. And
hi,
that
dear.
Other guy that got that voice like Barry White and Lou
Ross.
Yes, I just want him to. Well, I can't get him to sing me because that's a little personal. But Dean. Lord. Oh yeah.
Listen. How did this show come?
All right, Diane. Better get us back on topic.
She wants some tickets.
Yeah.
Listen, Dean. This is the question. Two things. I would love to have tickets for next Sunday. I would love to.
Right.
We met years ago.
Stay on the line at the end of your call. Stay on the line at the end of your call. We'll get you tickets.
I will. All right. Okay. Here's the question. What are the rules and regulations for trespassing? I know it might sound a little silly, but it's important.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, this organization came on my daughter's property in her driveway, took the mother cat and some kittens out of the playpen, took the mother, had her surgery done that she can't have any more kittens, and then we begged them to bring the cat back. That was trespassing because they were on her property.
It was kidnapping.
Catnapping.
Yeah.
It's an organization that drives around the Philadelphia looking for stray female cats to spay them.
Yeah, you could bring a claim. Your daughter actually could bring a claim for trespassing. You know, I'm not sure if there's a claim for unlawful spaying of a cat.
Well, I'm confused. She said
she's the owner of the cat.
They came onto her property.
Yes, and took the cat
from her. Was in a garage or something, right?
I guess it sounded like it was in a playpen in the front yard.
That sounds like you. It's like coming to my property and taking my pet. That's what I'm saying. It just sounds like it's illegal.
In Pennsylvania, a pet is property.
Yeah.
It has a value, but no emotional value. So you don't get pain and suffering when somebody kills your pet.
Well, so it's not robbery, burglary, kidnapping, like you said, catnapping. Nothing like. I'm serious. I mean, folks take their animals very seriously.
They do. I don't know that there's a recognizable or cognizable claim for that. I'm not sure.
As it relates to animals, but not people certainly are different. The same type of course, because it's people. Okay.
If they had come on the property and fixed her daughter, that would be a problem. That would be a problem.
Well, that GOP, you never know what's next with them.
Yeah, amen. Hey. All right. Stay on the line, dear. We're gonna have
Sarah,
get your information. and as far as the trespassing goes, I would just say this. Yes, technically they trespassed. That part of it is a claim.
Right. Does she have to have a sign or anything that says no trespassing? Does that matter?
It sounds to me like it was open and obvious that was her property. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're right in the sense that if it doesn't appear to be private property, mm-hmm. then you should sign the property. But in this case, she said they came up on her driveway. It sounds like it's private property and it's obviously private property. Yep. And yes, she could bring a claim, a small claims court complaint, a municipal complaint against a trespasser for trespassing. There are damages the court could award under those circumstances. Okay. Not for the cat per se, but for the trespassing.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. I'll see you next Sunday. Hold on. 215-227-2727. Give us a call. Ask a question. You'll get free tickets for next Sunday's Sisterhood event.
I got a question.
Yes.
So at my house, okay, the next door neighbor have two Siberian Huskies. So when they're not home, these Huskies howl out of control. So what to do, you know, how do I do a complaint? A noise complaint on these dogs.
You call the police.
You just call the police.
Yeah, and then they come out. They hear it. They make a report. They note it. And you can also call the SPCA.
Well, the ACCT now in Philly, who are right now understaffed and underfunded, sadly.
Yeah.
I've been through what he's talking about. When animals do this, it's because pets don't know that you're coming back.
Yeah, so they're
experiencing in a panic, and that's why they're doing it. I don't know. Because I've had this happen legally, if there's anything anybody can do about that. That's one of those things. I don't know what type of legislation relates to pets.
Did you say ACCT?
Act. Animal Control Care Team.
Okay. If they come out, they could issue a ticket to the owner of the dogs.
Owner of the dogs.
Yeah. And then if that happens enough, I guess they're going to figure out a way to handle it.
Yeah, it's pretty much every day. Pretty much every day. It's, you know, it's when they're not home. Yeah. And then they were doing construction on the street, which even made it worse. And then I had a tenant that was living with me that had a dog, and they were even worse at that time. So I really can't even get an animal, really.
Careful with those tenants who are living with you.
Yeah.
Man, it's tough, man.
Once they're in, it's hard to get them out.
No, they're out now.
Yeah.
But that's a whole different subject.
See, yeah.
I'd never do
that. And in Philly, you have to have a license to be a landlord, you know. And if you don't have a license to be a landlord, the landlord-tenant court won't take your complaint to get them out in the first place.
Well, Dean, that's like one of the worst neighborhood secrets. There's a whole lot of that going on.
Yeah.
Tenants with no licenses. Yeah. Who's going to tell?
Yeah.
Who's going to, you know what I mean?
But the point is, you don't have access to the courts. As the landlord, you can't affect a eviction because you don't have a license. So it becomes a big, big problem.
But can't you evict a person just, you know, because if a person stays for two weeks.
Like squatting. They can claim.
More than 3 days, 72 hours, you're done.
Imminent? Not imminent. I forgot the term they used.
Imminent.
I forgot the other term because, it's a squatter thing.
It's a squatter's rights.
All right, well, you know, so it just came to mind.
No,
I mean, you're a sharp guy, you know, and so, you know, but on the other hand, you know, you got unused bedrooms and you want to do somebody a solid and you're looking, you know. I get it, but be mindful.
And even if you have a lease with this person, it doesn't matter because.
Well, then you have to have a license, and then you access the courts, and then, you know, how many months is it going to take for you to get them out?
Right.
You know? And then you're living with somebody, ick. And they're in your face. They're in your kitchen. You know what I mean?
Every day. They bring company over.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a
they
bad
eat your
situation.
Food, electricity, gas, water.
I got a case to talk to you guys about.
Sure.
It involves a Walmart. Hmm. So I have a client who's went to the Walmart with her girlfriend. The two of them were looking for some kitchen supplies, and they're in the aisle, and my client is kind of, you know, stooped down looking at a lower shelf at a product, when lo and behold, a box from the top shelf falls off the shelf and hits her in the head. Drops about 3 feet. I mean, if you saw this box, it's like, I don't know, 2.5 feet long and about, you know, yay big, maybe about 6 inches
what was
wide.
It? Does it matter?
It was one of those, like, George Foreman griddles.
Oh, that's not too light. That's kind of heavy.
Yeah.
It's the flat box.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hit right there.
I had one. Oh, yeah. That's a hit. Yeah.
And
that's cast iron.
Yeah. And it hits her in the head, and then a couple seconds later, an employee comes around to the aisle and says, oh, I heard something. Did that hit you? And she goes, yeah, it hit me. And she's kind of dazed. And she goes up and she says, well, it's going to take about 2 hours to make a report. Do you have the time? She says, no, I don't. I got to get out of here. And she takes her girlfriend home and then comes back later that day to make a report. Okay. And it's all on video. Walmart has the whole thing on video. What happened, what we learned is, there was an employee in the adjacent aisle who's pushing products on the top shelf. They don't have a backer board between that side of the aisle and her side of the aisle. So it's like one Jenga or something. When she pushes on her side, it pushes the box on the other side, falling off and knocking my client in the head. My client has got 2 years worth of pain and suffering. 2 years she's had headaches. She's had neck pain. She herniates a couple discs in her neck. She's a dealer at a local casino, and she passes out one day from the pain and the pain medication. She can't be a dealer any longer. She's out of work. It's now going on 2 years, and you know, we have $900,000 in future medical expenses and wage loss for our client. $900,000 from the box hitting her on the head, and Walmart offers $275,000 and says, take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. It makes no sense. There's no connection. They're in federal court. Why are they in federal court? Because Walmart is a citizen of a state other than Pennsylvania. And as under the statute under diversity of citizenship, if you're involved in an accident or claim with somebody from another state, They can remove your case from state court where we had filed it in Philadelphia and bring it in federal court.
Is that why they stay headquartered in one particular place and
absolutely
no satellites anyplace else for the legalities of it?
Yeah. And they're in federal court. Why? Because they believe that a federal court jury will be more conservative, less generous than a Philadelphia jury, because it's pulling from people from all the counties, not just from Philadelphia. So when you're down in federal court, you got people on there from Bucks County, Delaware County,
Altoona,
yeah,
you name it.
Well, not Altoona. It's the county.
I'm sorry.
It's around the Eastern District. It's a part of the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, and therefore, it's a more conservative jury. That's how they roll.
To the average person, this sounds like a no-brainer. The guy pushed the box. It fell on the customer. She's got pain and suffering issues. So why is this a big issue? Why is it hard to prove?
Yeah, it isn't, and it shouldn't be, and people should, and companies, especially Walmart, should fess up and pay an appropriate settlement. In this case, we got to take them to court. 215-227-2727. If you've got a legal issue or question, now's the time to give us a call. You might even get some tickets to next week's Sisterhood event. We'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
When we say winning matters most, we mean it. My Philly Lawyer just helped secure an $80 million victory for a client suffering from a defective medical product. Whether it's a motor vehicle, workplace, or medical malpractice injury, My Philly Lawyer gets results.
If you've been injured and want aggressive, thoughtful, thorough representation, call My Philly Lawyer first.
Philly's legal champions. 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer. When winning matters most.
I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning and welcome back. I'm Dean Weitzman, your trusty host at Court Radio. Every Saturday morning right here on 100.3 WRMB.
Hey, classics, 107.9.
You need a microphone.
And classics, 107.9.
It was so good.
I know, that was a good one.
It was so good.
I was so radio. And classics, 107.9.
Yeah.
Oh, classics, 107.9.
The technician needed some assistance.
I think my mic, now my mic is on.
Yeah.
See how, haters.
Hot mics.
No, he'll get me tomorrow.
He'll
get me tomorrow.
Oh, tactics, sorry about that.
He gets me every week. He's on his thing. What do you think, tactics? Tactics?
15 minutes into the show. Ooh, I'm
like,
so sorry.
And I'm pointing at him like, dude, come on, man.
All right, let's talk to Roberta, line 4. Hi, Roberta. Welcome to Court Radio.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good morning.
We are well, thank you. Hey, listen, before we get started, could you use 2 tickets? I feel frisky. I'm going to give a 3rd set away today.
just for yes, I can.
All right, good. Next Sunday, I'm going to see you at 11 a.m. At the Hilton. And stay on the line at the end of your question so that Sarah can get your address.
And email address.
Yep. All right, Roberta, what's your question?
Okay, my question is, I have a building, and the city had tore down the building, the adjacent building to me. And when they did, it shuffled my fire escape in the back because they were connected. So my question is, who do I go after? Is there something I have to now pay out of pocket to repair?
You shouldn't. You should get advice of an expert. So there are companies that, install and repair fire escapes, I'm sure. You need to get one of those, or a contractor, general contractor, because they need to give you a report that opines that the fire escape was damaged when the adjacent building was taken down. And that had it been taken down properly, it would not have been damaged. Maybe it was an inescapable damage that it could not have been taken down without damaging it. I don't know if it was attached to both buildings. But regardless, whatever the reason is, as long as you can establish that it was taken, that it was damaged when the city was taking down the adjacent building, then either the contractor who took down the adjacent building or the city themselves will be responsible. Now, you need to get that report, and then you need to also figure out how much it's going to cost for you to repair your fire escape.
But you got to follow up with the city, right?
Yes, so that you know how much your damages are. Right. Then you send that to the city with the report saying that it was damaged when they took down the adjacent building, and here's how much it's going to cost to fix it. The city will either acknowledge that it was them that took it down, or whenever the city can point the finger at somebody else, they do. So they'll point the finger at a contractor and say, hey, contractor ABC took the building down. He had a contract with the city of Philadelphia to take it down. Go talk to him. And they'll give you an address. And then you'll send that package to him. And if nobody settles up with you, then you're going to go to municipal court, so long as your damages are less than $12,000. And you're going to file in municipal court at 12th and Chestnut. And you're going to bring your reports in that you have from your contractor saying how much it cost to repair and that the fact that it was damaged in taking the building down, and you'll get a judgment against either the contractor, the city, or both.
Perfect. I appreciate that because I've been getting the runaround.
Yeah, of course you. That's what they like. That's their specialty, runaround. All right. Anyway, Roberta, I hope I helped you. Just stay on the line, and Sarah will be right with you.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Dean.
Yes.
The municipal court is 12th and Chestnut.
That's correct.
Where is federal court?
6th and Market.
Where is Commonwealth Court?
Commonwealth Court is on Art Street.
A lot of folks don't know that. Wouldn't know where any of these courthouses are. I think one courthouse houses all of them, but there are indeed different buildings
for different things. Oh, yeah. They're different courts. They're different buildings. I know what's funny?
What's that?
If we got Morgan and Morgan on the phone right now, okay, if you could get that cat on the phone right now.
That broker?
He's down in Tallahassee or wherever he is, somewhere in Florida.
He got his it's wherever I live.
And if you sprung that question on him, didn't give him a chance to Google it.
No phone in his hand, you're saying. Just ask him.
There's no way. I'll bet $1,000 he couldn't answer that.
Would you bet $2,000?
I would bet $2,000.
Yeah, and you know what? You're probably right.
No, it's not probably. If he could not Google it, if he was not prepared, that's the big thing. I mean, now he's heard me ask the question. But if he was not prepared, there is no way in this world that he has the answers. Like he's able to pop, 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 just answer those questions.
Like asking Donald Trump for the first two paragraphs of the Constitution.
And on that note.
Yeah, or what the Bible says, upside down and inside out. Yeah. 215-227-2727. We're brought to you by My Philly Lawyer. That's the number for all things legal in Philly every day of your life. Put it in your cell phone. Call us when you need us. We will be there. Isn't that a song?
Oh, yeah. Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Just say my name.
I was wearing a red leather coat last night. Somebody wanted to know if I was on the Thriller
video.
I would love to see you.
I wish someone took a photo of that.
Yes.
I got the jacket downstairs in the car.
It's not the Michael Jackson Thriller jacket.
After he does the Thriller dance, they'll say beat it.
I'm going to put the jacket on downstairs right now. You're going to take a picture and we're going to put it out on.
It's done.
It's done.
I hope it's not what I think it is.
Folks, we'll see you next Sunday.
Live.
Well, next Saturday too.
Next Saturday, we're here as usual. But next Sunday,
we'll be live.
We'll be live at the Hilton, and the whole group's going to be there. We look forward to seeing you. Have a great week. Peace and out.
The preceding was a paid program of MyPhillyLawyer.com.